How have things changed? You know, you come in here as a guy who's going to be here for a few weeks. You know you're going to get sent down. Then you come up, you stick around for a while, then you get called up, and now you've got a full season under your belt. How does your spring training approach change over the years?
I guess just more opportunity. I know a couple of years ago, you're coming off the bench more. You're getting like a pinch hit, you know, every, you know, 2-3 days. So now, you know, where I'm going back-to-back days and, you know, knowing that, you know, I'm going to be in the starting lineup, it's just a different scenario. But I feel like that's earned, too, so I'm happy to be in this place.
Did you used to feel more pressure when you knew, like you say, you're going to get that one at-bat, maybe two in the final innings, and you think, you make an out, you press a little bit, or do you relax more now? How does that work?
I mean, obviously you want to play well, but I think everyone here knows that this is, you know, just spring training. You're trying to get your reps in, you're trying to get ready for the season. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I knew I wasn't going to break with the team. I was just happy to, you know, soak in the experience with older guys and, you know, try to learn what I could from them and, you know, see how different guys went about their work day. And you can soak that in, then you're in a better place.
What did you learn most from the veteran guys when you were younger?
In camp?
Or even in general?
Watching guys work days, you take what you can from people. You look at a guy like, you know, Sean Rodriguez, he's out there busting his tail every day when he's taking ground balls, and you appreciate that. He's earned the right to, you know, take days off, and he hasn't. So you got that, and coupled with guys like, you know, Freeze and Jay Hay, you know, how they go about their business in batting practice and how they focus, you know, pitch one. It just seems like, it was easy for me to pick up on, and it's easy to see and try to implement in my game as well.
You've only been around for a little bit, but you've seen what happens. Guys stay here for a certain amount of time, and then they move on. Saw that with Kutch. You mentioned Jay Hay. Same thing's probably going to happen to him, Jordy. And that people are talking about you as the quote-unquote face of the franchise. Do you like that, or how do you embrace it, or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the last thing that, you know, I'm focusing on. I feel like we have, you know, our work cut out for us this year, and I feel like nobody wants to be a face on a losing team, and that goes for, you know, Jay, for Merce, for Freeze, for anybody, for myself included. So in regards to, you know, our future and how we're going to look, I'm excited with the team that's going to break, and, you know, I'm excited to get things moving.
What do you think of the pitchers? It seems like they're, even without Cole, there's a pretty good nucleus there.
Yeah, for sure. I trust our pitching. You know, I trust our rotation, our bullpen. Got Rivero closing the door, and you got some, you know, some opportunities for younger guys to come in and be in the pen. And these young arms are electric, and, you know, they might not be as proven as others, but, you know, I've seen their stuff, and that stuff plays. You know, I feel like 95-plus will always play, as long as it's in the zone. So I'm definitely excited for it.
It's kind of fun. Like you say, younger guys, and you're younger than they are. Only by a year or two, right?
I mean, you look
at guys, in terms of experience, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Glass is younger than I am. I feel like Santana's the same way. You know, guys, Neverauskas, I think, is either the same age or younger. So, yeah, younger in those regards, you know. But, you know, a lot of baseball experience in the minor leagues, and they have multiple pitches that they can throw for strikes and get people out on, miss barrels, miss bats. So I'm excited for it.
And then lastly, about your work at first base, how much better do you feel about things, and how much work have you put in that even people like me don't really see?
Yeah, I mean, I put in work every day. I pride myself on being a hard worker, and, you know, I'm going to continue.